Welcome to Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater. Each week features the original radio and performance works of Linda Musman, performed by Claudia Bruce and members of TSL's theater company from over the years. Today's presentation, part one of Blind in Time, recorded live at La Mama in New York City in 2001.
We've been on this road before, this road so often taken. This is the road that settles scores. This is the road that stinks of revenge. This is the road so heavily traveled. This is the road of greed. This is the road of oppression. This is the road of heavy payback, payback. An eye for an eye, payback. Get satisfaction, payback. An eye for an eye, and very soon we'll all be blind. This is the time for all good people to come to the aid of their country. Or are we too long lost in our dreams of the past to recognize our future is here and now? Do we want another great pretender? Do we want another puppet of the CIA? Dressed in a gray suit and a nice blue tie, wrapped in a flag raised under tooth payback, an eye for an eye, and very soon we'll all be blind. She looks at the states on the map. She thinks about the places that are red. She thinks about the places that are blue. She thinks about the problem of balance. She thinks about the red overwhelming the blue. She thinks about the balance in the nation. She thinks about the election and what it means for me and you. She thinks about the difference between red and blue. She thinks about the difference between me and you. She thinks about the state of Texas, a big red one. She thinks about the state of Indiana. She thinks about the state of New York. She wonders if there's a safe place to be. She wonders if there's a place to be free to think without prejudice. She thinks there's nowhere to run. She thinks there's nowhere to be without a fight. She thinks it's time to seek a balance. She thinks it's time to construct a true democracy. She thinks this could be America. Maybe. She thinks. Maybe. She thinks if she doesn't want to be here, where then does she want to be?
On January 17, 1961, President Dwight D. Eisenhower gave his farewell speech. He said, "Millions of men and millions of women work for the immense military establishment. The total influence of this vast military-industrial complex is economic, political, and spiritual. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Akin to and largely responsible for sweeping changes in our military-industrial posture has been the technological revolution during the recent decades," Ike said. "A steadily increasing share of complex research is conducted for, by, or at the direction of the federal government. Today, the solitary inventor, tinkering in his shop, has been overshadowed by task forces of scientists. A government contract becomes virtually a substitute for intellectual curiosity. For every old blackboard, there are now hundreds, thousands of new electronic computers. We must avoid the impulse to live only for today, Ike said. Avoid plundering for our own ease and convenience, Ike said. The precious resources of tomorrow, Ike said. Goodbye, Ike said. Farewell, Ike said. Now, Ike said. On Friday, Ike said. At noon, Ike said. I am to become, Ike said, a private citizen. Thank you and good night.
In 1961, I was 14. I was a freshman in high school the day Kennedy was shot.
It was announced over the loudspeaker. It was the first time I saw the real world. Yes, the big picture. I ate hamburgers and french fries. I drank Coca-Cola. I drove a car, Dodge, and I smoked cigarettes. Lucky strikes. Time passed. I hated school. It was a kind of social club. I was a funny kid. I was a tomboy. I irritated most everyone, and at the same time, I made them laugh. I could see the reality of the situation. Even then, it was clear to me that school was about performance.
I got on stage every chance I could get. People thought I was acting, but I was telling them the truth. I made fun of everyone, including myself.
Big hair was the fashion. I teased my hair. I sprayed my hair. I wore makeup. I looked like a drag queen. I drank beer, I drove fast, I stepped on the gas. I couldn't wait to get out of that hick place called Indiana. I wanted a better life. I had a choice between working at the Five and Dime and being a wife. I needed more choices, a little more freedom. Time passed. In 1965, I learned a new word, Vietnam. I drank beer, drove fast, ate hamburgers and fries. The car was supreme and the beer flowed.
There were some accidents. Some were buried, some were married, some went to school, and some went to war.
I was learning how to be an American. I was learning how to escape from small town America. And I was learning the difference between red and blue.
Hey. Hey.
Got a cigarette?
Hey. Hey. Lucky Strike?
Paul,
Camels.
Kent.
Hey.
Chesterfield. Camel.
Hey.
Pall Mall.
Got a cigarette?
Got a cigarette?
Date, January 19th, 1961. Time. Twilight. Place, Washington, D.C. Weather, snow. Snowing. Cold. Bitter. Cold. Date, Thursday, January 19th, 1961. Time, twilight. The snow did begin to fall. New snow. New snow. The snow did begin to fall. Place, Washington, D.C. Kennedy would be president. Tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Inauguration Day. America. Date, January 20th, 1961.
Cardinal Cushing speaks.
Friday.
Robert Frost recites
noon.
A poem.
12 o'clock.
Chief Justice Warren.
We wait.
Delivers the oath.
Date,
12:51.
January 19th, 1961. Time, twilight.
Jack steps
Place,
up to the podium.
Washington, D.C.
Without a hat.
Weather.
Without a coat.
Snow.
He says to the people.
Snowing. Cold. Bitter.
Let the word go forth.
Cold.
From this time and place.
Date.
To friends
Thursday,
and foe alike.
January 19th, 1961.
That the torch has been passed.
The snow did begin to fall.
To a new generation of Americans.
New snow. New snow.
Tempered by war.
The snow did begin to fall.
Disciplined by a hard and bitter peace.
Place, Washington, D.C.
Proud of our ancient heritage.
Kennedy would be president. Tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Inauguration Day. America. Date, January 20th. 1961.
Vice President Johnson.
Friday.
Mr. Speaker.
Noon.
Chief Justice Warren.
12 o'clock.
Vice President Nixon.
We wait.
President Truman.
Cold.
Reverend clergy.
Bitter. We wait.
Fellow citizens.
New snow.
Jackson.
Washington, D.C.
We observe today.
Tomorrow.
Not a victory of party.
Noon.
Jack said.
Cold.
But a celebration of freedom.
Snow.
He said.
Snowing.
Symbolizing an end.
Thursday.
He said.
Friday.
As well as a beginning. He said.
New snow.
Signifying renewal.
New snow.
As well as change.
The snow did begin to fall.
He said.
Tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. America. Friday. Friday. Noon. 12 o'clock. We wait. We wait. We wait.
And remember, he said. In the past, he said, those who foolishly sought power, he said, by riding on the back of the tiger, he said, ended up inside the tiger, he said.
In 1965, I was 19. I left home to go to university. I said goodbye to the farm and my horse.
I said goodbye to my mother, my father, and my grandmother. They all cried. I was the first of my siblings to go to college. I was the first of fourth generation immigrants to escape the boundaries of the farm. I was scared, but I knew if I didn't go, I'd die. I grew up fast. I saw the rules bend, then break, then abandoned altogether. I saw the campus rise up against the war. I drank and I smoked, and I learned the difference between gay and straight. I fell in love with the theater. I found I had a talent. I learned how to learn. I plotted never to go home.
I finished school and headed to New York City, the blue state, the wild urban landscape. Here I built a theater. Here I made a place for my work. Here I was a stranger in a strange land. Here I was up against the odds. The cards were stacked against me. I could see clearer here.
I could see the principles that drove the Americans. This was the land of fast lanes and ruthless adventures. This was the place to make it or get out. This was the place where deals and fame and fortune could be made. This was the Big Apple, the top of the world. Time passed. I struggled. I was anxious. I wanted the war to end. Which war was the question? Many of the wars in my lifetime were unofficial, like the war on women and blacks and gays and communists and panthers and...
Hey. Hey.
Got a Coca-Cola?
Hey.
Got a cigarette?
New York, New York,
my kind of town. Was it?
Is it?
What kind of town was I looking for? I didn't tease my hair anymore. I wore a hat. I hid my hippie hair under a lid. I liked it here. Kinda. This was the place to make it or get out. This was the place where deals and fame and fortune could be made.
Hey. Hey.
Got a Coca-Cola?
Hey.
I go down the highway. The Dixie Highway.
Dem Dixie Highway.
Heading south.
Richtung Süden. I turn the radio on. I listen to the weather report. I hear the price of corn, wheat, beans, and oats. I hear the price of cows, chicken, beef, and pork belly. I hear the price of stocks and bonds, and the baseball scores, the wins and losses, the victories and defeats. I go on. I drive in Dixie. I see space as the vista rolls on and on, by and by. I see time as the light gives way to evening. I see the past, the present, and the future all become one. I think that I dream, and yet I sleep no more. I think that grief has taught us nothing, and yet I shed no tears.
Doch sie vergeudet keine Tränen.
I think that slavery is the tyrant's child, and
sie
yet
glaubt,
I see the weapons of change in the children's
kind.
Hands.
Doch sie sieht die Waffen der Veränderung in den Händen der Kinder.
There the gun.
Da der Revolver.
There the knife.
Da das Messer.
There the gasoline. No.
Da das Benzin.
There the arrows. No.
Da die Gewehr.
There the rifle.
Da das Gewehr.
There the instrument
of
change.
Last hour is here.
Da die Instrumente der
You can't hurt me. You can't hurt me anymore, I'm not afraid. No hope, no fear. There's no more real to be had. No more truth to be found. No more land, no more water. America's mouse land 24 hours a day. America's mouse land 7 days a week. America's mouse land 365 days a year. Round the clock, tick-tock, the mouse culture rocks. America, land of opportunity. America is for the rich. And they are getting richer. Richer and leaner, greener and leaner, as they move in the jet stream. As you search for the truth on the bottom, there's no there to be found. Don't even bother to look around. Click your heels, swim the channels of cable land. There's no more corn in Kansas, no more rubber in Dayton. There's no more steel in Gary. There's no more fruit in Florida. There's no more pork in Iowa. And there's no more coal in Virginia. There's no more redwood in California. We've trashed and we've smashed it. We've dumped it and we've trumped it. We've cut it and we've consumed it. Heaped it in mountains of trash. We've used it all. We've used it all. No hope. No fear. The last hour is here. You can't hurt me. You can't hurt me anymore. I'm not afraid. No hope. No fear.
I sat at my desk listening to the radio. I looked out the window. Snow. It was snowing. I sat at my desk leaning with my head on my hand.
I sat at my desk listening to the radio. I sat looking out the window. I sat resting with my head resting on my hand. Snow, it was snowing. I sat looking out the window. It was snowing in Indiana. January 20th, 1961. It was snowing in Washington, D.C. It was snowing on Robert Frost. Birch swinger, old man, poet. The sun was shining so brightly he couldn't see to read his poem. He recited it from memory to the American people. Snow on the old man, the poet. Frost said, the land was ours before we were the land's. He said that. I listened. He went on. Kennedy went on. Time was another. I'd like to hear Frost recite the one about the road not taken. I took the road less traveled. Or the one about good fences make good neighbors. January 20th, 1961. Or maybe the one about stopping by the woods on a snowy evening. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. January 1961, the 20th day of the new year. And so, Jack said, and so, my fellow Americans, Jack said, ask not what your country can do for you, Jack said, but what you can do for your country, Jack said. My fellow citizens of the world, Jack said, ask not what America will do for you, Jack said, but what we can do for the freedom of man. Whether you are citizens of America, Jack said, or citizens of the world, Jack said, ask of us the same high standards, Jack said, of strength and sacrifice which we ask of you, Jack said, with a good conscience our only sure reward, Jack said, with history the final judge of our deeds. Let us go forth to lead the land we love, Jack said, asking his blessing and his help, Jack said, but knowing that here on earth God's work must truly be our own, Jack said,
Date, Jack said. January 19th, 1961. Time. Twilight. Place, Washington, D.C. Weather, snow. Snowing. Cold. Bitter. Cold. Date, Thursday, January 19th, 1961. Time, Twilight.
In 1971, I was 24. Time passed. I met a lot of people who made my life different. Gertrude Stein, Virginia Woolf, and
Claudia Bruce. These women changed my life. Claudia became my partner and continues to be. We met at my version of Stein's The Making of Americans. Everything is history. Claudia is me here reciting Linda's lines.
Claudia is me here reciting Linda's lines.
We have a true collaboration both on stage and off. In 1973, I founded my own theater company, Time and Space Limited. I was able to define my view of the theater. I was still smoking, I was still eating hamburgers, I was still consuming the American dream. I cut my hair. I was very much who I would become. Time passed.
Hey.
Got a cigarette?
I dream of my future. 40 years have passed now. I am one of the Americans who watched and waited as Camelot took over the American stage.
I dream of my future. 40 years have passed now. I'm one of the Americans who sat and watched as Camelot took over the American stage. I'm one of the Americans who watched and listened to the poet and the president. I am someone else now. I am who I would become. And so are they. When I was a little girl, my mother taught me the states of the nation and the capitals of the states. She made me recite them over and over and over, again and again and again. I wondered why. She made me learn that the capital of Indiana is Indianapolis. And the capital of Idaho is Boise. And the capital of Georgia is Atlanta. Yes, Mother would point to the state and I would recite the capital. I wanted to know
why I had to know this. And she said, you need to know where you're going if you want to leave. So, in knowing the capitals of the states, you can go from the center and you will know where to start and where to finish. If you know one location from another location, then you can know all locations. My mother would point and I would recite. My mother is no more. My memory is clear. I am remembering her pointing as I recite in my mind the names of the capitals of the states. And I'm convinced she was right. Now I can travel without worry. And I have a great memory. I know all the capitals of all the states. I memorized a lot of things, and now I try to teach it to the children that I know. I am reciting as I'm speaking to you now. Perhaps that's a way of being alive. Remembering, reciting, retelling.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Austin, Texas. Albany, New York. Atlanta, Georgia.
I picked up the camera. I held it to my eye. I recorded what was before me. I stopped. I rewound. I played back. I watched. I saw what I had seen. I heard what I had listened to. I pushed rewind. I pushed fast forward. I pushed play. I pushed pause. I was everywhere and nowhere. I was somewhere, sometimes suspended. I was holding the camera and recording time and making history and looking forward and looking backward and pausing on things that I did not understand. Yes, I would pause, pause again, and try to comprehend what was before my eyes. Was this magic? Was this illusion? Was my eye the beholder? Was my hand the one to choose? Did I have anything to say? Did I have anything to do with all these things captured in my lens? Yes, my friend, and so it goes until a number of years pass. And you have a little book, and in that book there are a lot of pages. And these pages represent the passage of our time. And so it goes, and so it goes. Nothing remains the same. Father says, it all depends on what you're used to.
Time and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theatre of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org. Tune in to WGXC next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for part two of Blind in Time, as Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater.